On the show today, we have PenFed's Director of Military Employment Programs, Charlie Miles, talking about the credit union's military employment program. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Charlie Miles. He is now the PenFed Military Director of Military Employment Programs, and you're heading up the military employment program there at PenFed. So very cool stuff. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you very much. Very excited to be here.
Yeah, definitely. So tell us a little bit about the program. You know, what is it, and how does it work, and how do you go out and find some military folks out there who are looking for some employment and working at PenFed?
PenFed has been in the business of serving the military community for over 80 years now. So really, it was just the logical next step for them to create a military employment program. So it's essentially a hiring and retention initiative aimed at the military community. And we're basically developing programs that are going to support the military members throughout their entire employment life cycle at PenFed, from recruitment to retirement.
Awesome. I love this story. So, I mean, have you had any success stories? Is it too new to, like, give us any success stories, or where are we in the status of it?
Well, it is very new, but I've been here at PenFed for about a month now.
Okay.
And we were digging into the numbers a little bit to see, you know, if we've gotten any traction yet in terms of our outreach. And, you know, this year already, in the month that I've been here, we've been able to triple the number of military applications that we've had on our career site.
Very nice.
So we've got a little bit of momentum and are looking forward to keeping that going.
Indeed, indeed. So why do you feel this program is so important? I think we both know the answer, but I want to get your take on it.
Well, it's important for several reasons. One, I think that veterans bring to the table a lot of valuable skills, experience, character, and leadership that is important to any company. So it's also what I believe is probably the largest pool, talent pool of experienced, tested, and skilled labor that we have in the country today. Mm-hmm. And I think any company that doesn't take advantage of that and try to leverage that talent is making a mistake.
Oh, I agree.
So, yeah, it's definitely an important pool of talent. But for us here at PenFed, it's also important because it aligns with our mission of serving the military community. It's very important to us to serve the military community, and we think that we can serve our members better by having military employees on our teams supporting that community.
Right, and as they have served us, you know, so it's kind of a nice two-way street here, because, I mean, they go overseas and they fight for our freedom, and then they come back and say, hey, you know what, hey, let's give back. Here's a great job for you. You can be here your entire career, that type of thing. I mean, you're setting up a career for these folks, right?
Absolutely, and I could tell you a little bit more about how we are setting them up for success. As well.
Yeah.
Basically, I divide our military employment program into what I call four silos.
Okay.
We've got a recruitment silo, we've got a branding piece, we've got a training piece, and we have a retention piece. And within each of these silos, we're going to be creating some initiatives to support the veteran in each of those, you know, phases of his employment life cycle. Mm-hmm. So, for example, in the recruitment silo, we're going to be attending military career fairs, we're going to be utilizing military job boards, and we're going to be partnering with military employment organizations that help us better connect with the military community.
Right.
With the branding part, we're going to be posting job advertisements, targeting the military community, utilizing social media channels as well to get our jobs out in front of the military community and let them know that we're a military-friendly employer who wants to hire them. In the training silo, we're going to be developing some training for our hiring managers and our recruiters, so that they could better understand the skills that the veterans are bringing to the table, and learn how to better connect with them, and learn how to better interview them as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And then in the retention piece, we're going to be creating a military affinity group, so they have that camaraderie. That will kind of dovetail into a mentorship program. And it also allows them to connect with other opportunities for giving back to the military community, which is something that PenFed is all about.
Indeed, indeed. I mean, God, this sounds like you guys have it covered, no doubt.
Absolutely.
No doubt. And it sounds like, I mean, again, this really sets these folks up for a long, long career once they're back in the States and ready to just jump back in, you know. So it's great that PenFed is giving those folks this opportunity. I'm so excited. I'm a little nervous actually, but I'm really excited about this because I think it's such a great story. So I mean, what do you think it says about credit unions doing something like this as well? I mean, it's kind of our wheelhouse, I would think.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, especially for PenFed, because like I said, we were created to serve the military community.
Right,
so
right.
That's totally in our wheelhouse. I think it says several things about them. One, it says that we value the military, and not just in a charitable sense, but we truly value the skills and experience and leadership that they bring with them, mm-hmm. which is of tremendous business value mm-hmm. to us. I think it says that we're smart because, you know, we're in a tightening labor market.
Oh, yeah.
And the veteran talent pool that we talked about earlier is a great pool of talent that you should be leveraging.
Indeed.
And there's certainly some ROI or return on investment associated with recruiting veterans. Veterans come with a package of benefits and support, if you will, that really allows us to lower our cost per hire. We get to go to career fairs for free. We get to utilize military job boards for free as well. So there's a lot of financial return associated mm-hmm. and benefit associated with recruiting veterans. I think it also allows us to show our appreciation and give back. We have a lot of our senior leaders in the company are veterans themselves, so
awesome.
They understand the value that veterans bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
But we've all made our transition. We've been pretty successful in our careers, and we want to turn around and reach back and help the veterans or the service members that are transitioning now have their own successful transition.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. So cool. And I like the angle that I haven't heard yet is kind of what we've heard a lot about in any industry is kind of this war for talent because there's so much demand for top talent out there. But you're like, oh, my gosh, the military. I mean, these folks are well-trained, experienced, and ready to go. So
absolutely.
This is a great resource for any organization out there.
Really, any organization. I mean, these guys are working with leading-edge technologies.
Mm-hmm.
They are put in leadership positions with responsibilities that are really orders of magnitude greater than what we experience on the civilian side.
We're not making
life and death decisions on a daily basis.
You are right about that.
In the Marine Corps, we called it a strategic corporal. You know, their actions on the street, somewhere in the Middle East could have international implications. So the amount of responsibility and just their experience
mm-hmm.
makes them such a great problem solver, for any company.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that I just came to my head is like these folks, they know your membership, you know, because they are basically your audience. So they
absolutely.
Know you guys. So inside and out. Very cool. Last question for you here, Charlie. Do you have any advice for other credit unions who may want to do something similar? Maybe not, hiring hiring veterans, but maybe doing something similar to what you guys are doing.
Yeah. You know, I think it's there's some, relatively easy and inexpensive ways that you could have your own military employment program. You could dedicate a recruiter full-time or even part-time
mm-hmm.
to do some recruitment outreach to the military community.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the other piece that would go along with that and be very helpful is leveraging some of the military employment organizations that are out there
mm-hmm.
to help you conduct that outreach. There's organizations like Hiring Our Heroes. We're involved with Virginia Values Veterans. There's the USO and, of course, the VA.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a lot of organizations that already have a lot of avenues for you to leverage to
mm-hmm.
Connect with the military community. And typically, again, they're all for free. So, they've got career fairs and other events that you could participate in. And there's a lot of best practice sharing, too. So if you don't necessarily know what you're doing when
mm-hmm.
you're trying to, put your toe into the the veteran employment pool. Mm-hmm. These organizations can help you out and get you started and get you you're going in the right direction.
Or they can call you.
Absolutely, yeah. Feel free to find me on LinkedIn. Look at for Charles Miles at PenFed. You could also go to our career site at PenFed and do a keyword search for military talent. And that's going to bring you to our military talent pool, which is a place for anybody from the military community to go to try to connect with our job opportunities.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Oh, my gosh. And this is what credit unions do best. We collaborate. So we call each other and all that type of stuff. So you know all that. So very cool stuff. Very cool stuff. Charlie, one more thing. I would love to revisit this in 6 months or so and maybe have somebody on who you guys hired and just find out, how it's worked out for them and where they plan to go, all that type of stuff. I'd love to talk to somebody that comes on board there.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. I'd love to do that.
That'd be cool. All right, well, we'll put that in the works down the road here. So, Charlie, thanks again for all your efforts and all that, what you're doing at PenFed, and just appreciate what you guys are doing there. You guys are doing a great job.
Truly my pleasure. Thank you very much, Mike. Appreciate it.
You are welcome. You are welcome.